Good morning. How are you guys this morning? I love to hear that. Oh, you're the best. Thank you. Try not to drop that, Pastor Angela. All right, here we go. Hang on, you guys. Don't laugh at my drawing yet.
They're all giggling at you.
Yeah, okay. Is that Jesus or something? Wait a sec, I'm almost done. Oh, he's got to have an ear. Okay. Now, all right, here's some hands. Okay. Now, that's a hand, yes. Just hold the board, Pastor Angela.
I'm holding the board.
In other words, we don't need any editorial comments. How you guys doing over there? You enjoying this? Is this the most awesome children's sermon ever? Woo! Okay, so I know it's a scary thing. Quiet there, board holder. It's all good. Okay, so here's what I want to know.
That's the girl who cleaned Jesus.
Wait a sec here. Okay, she's got some nice buttons. What's that? Yeah, but trust me, I've seen her drawing too. So my question is this. Which of these is the disciple?
It's the girl.
What?
It's the boy.
It's the boy? Why do you say that it's just the boy?
It's Jesus.
The girl's the...
He can be a girl disciple.
Okay, we're done with the service. Yeah. So today we heard about someone who came and kissed the feet of Jesus and anointed him with oil. And then he went and talked to the 12. So, but which one is the disciple?
The boy and the girl.
They could both be disciples. That's just
Guess
it.
Guess what? The girl's an unknown disciple.
Unknown. No, that's not true. Because listen, here's what happened in the story. Jesus goes to the Pharisee's house. He eats dinner. And who comes and anoints his feet and says good things about him? Is it one of his 12? Was it John?
No.
Was it Luke?
No.
Was it Mark?
No.
Was it Bartholomew?
No.
It was the girl who did it. And then when they went out afterwards, the 12 went into the city and they cured people. But who also went with them?
The girl.
The girls. Plural. Susanna.
I told you.
And all of these other... Hang on just a second. Very good. And all of these women came, and do you know what it said they did for the disciples? They provided for them out of their means. So who was the breadwinners for the disciples?
The girls.
It was the girls. And they were not unknown. We know who they were. There was Mary and Susanna. There was Lydia. There were all of these women who were also... disciples. Well, the person who wrote the gospel that we're going to be reading over the summer always wanted us to remember that it wasn't just men who followed Jesus. Men and women, and also who else followed Jesus?
Children, babies.
Yeah, all wrapped up in their little swaddling cloths. Little babies also. Jesus says all of us can be disciples. And it doesn't matter whether we have
curly hair,
long hair, if we're men or women, or yes, the blue hair. My favorite, the blue mohawk. All of you can be disciples.
Even and aliens can.
I don't know. But all we have to do to be a disciple of Jesus, disciple just means someone who follows and listens and learns. And all of you are disciples. And also disciples are helpers of Jesus. So that means that since you're disciples, you, every one of you, are also a helper. And it doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy, or if you're big, or if you're small, or if you're rich, or you're poor, or if you have a blue mohawk.
Or a colorful mohawk.
Or no hair at all.
Bald.
You can still be a disciple of Jesus. Thank you guys, and you can go back to your places. I'll work on the artwork a little bit more.